I remember him like it was yesterday, right? In 1930, for 2 weeks in December, we made three films because they wanted, they were short films to show his life and something about him. Because in baseball, when I was a kid, he was the best player. Everyone knew about him. And baseball was Babe Ruth. That actually was the way it was. And even as a kid, I was 9 years old then, to get called up to play that 2 weeks with him in those three movies, I couldn't believe it. And to this day, now it's 75 years, 76 years later, he's still the best-known baseball player in the world. But anyway, the one we made, we were in an orphan asylum, and he stops there in a big limousine and comes in. We did it at Black Fox Military School Playground. And he comes in, and all his kids are there, and he's talking to us and things. And then when he goes to leave, we're all supposed to get into his big old limo, his big stretch limo. And so when he starts to leave, he starts to get in, and all those kids are in there. So what they did, they made us get out of the car on one side. Well, to show that there were so many kids in there, they had to open the door on the other side that the camera couldn't see, and they had dozens of kids all coming out of this big limo. I think it was called the Orphan's Home because it was supposed to be in. He was an orphan when he was a kid, and they did that orphan sequence because of that. And I'm not sure of the name, but I think it was called the Orphan's Home. Now, the second one, and I have a copy of it, picture Teaching Kids to Pitch. And that's the one I have. I called BBC in New York. They told me where they leased it from in Hollywood and gave me their name and phone number. And I wrote them and told them I was in that picture with the Babe. And they sent me the copy they had. Now, what the whole story was, we're in school, and Franklin Pangborn, who was a comedian in those days, big-time comedian, he was our teacher. Well, one of the boys falls asleep in class, and he's daydreaming. And the janitor comes by the door with a broom on his shoulder, and this kid in his daydream sees Babe Ruth. So then it switches over to Babe Ruth is standing there with a bat in his shoulder. So he comes into the room, and he tells the teacher, and this is all a dream sequence, he tells the teacher, whatever Franklin Pangborn was trying to teach us, he says, three strikes and you're out. Your great-great-grandfather says that. He said, come on, kids, let's go out in the playground and I'll teach you how to pitch. So we all go out, and he's gathered us all around on the playground. And then Franklin Pangborn, he rolls up his pant legs, and he runs over to where Babe Ruth is, and he says, Mr. Ruth, I used to play ball. And he's all excited, you know, because of Babe Ruth there. So Babe Ruth says, well, look, you go back and put on the catcher equipment. You can catch when I pitch to you. So he runs down. He throws on all this equipment. And so Babe Ruth throws one ball and hits him in the chest. And he apologizes for not catching it. Well, then he goes down to teaching kids to pitch, and we're all gathered around him. And he's showing us how to throw a curveball and a fastball. And then he throws some pitches. And it's not Franklin Pangborn from behind him, but some guy that can catch, because Franklin couldn't. He was a little comedian guy. But in the end of it, after he teaches us curveballs and fastballs, and then the kid is so going up a slide out in the playground to catch a ball, and somebody hits him a ball, and he catches it, and that was the end. Uh-huh. Now, the third one, we're in a sandlot game and out in the field, and his train gets stuck, out in the outfield, or it stops for some reason, and he gets off the train and comes over to watch us. We don't know that it's Babe Ruth. Well, a kid gets called home, so he asks this man that's standing there if he'll come in and take his place till the kid gets back. And he says, sure I will. So the kid comes home, goes home, comes back in about 20, 30 minutes with a big paper with Babe Ruth's picture in it in the newspaper. So we all gather around and look at it. And in the picture, I see that it's really Babe Ruth that I'm pitching to. He's up to bat and I'm pitching. So they take real good close-ups of me and of your great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, pitching and batting. So I'm supposed to be really scared because it's Babe Ruth hitting, and I think he's going to kill me with when he hits the ball. So I throw the ball, and I hide, double over, and hide, throw my arms over my head, and the referee yells, strike one. Then I turn around, and I can't believe it. So then I'm supposed to think I'm really something. So I wind up on the next pitch, and I throw it. He hits it over the train, and when he's going around the bases, he gets to second. The train starts to move, so he keeps running, jumps on the train. We're chasing him down the tracks, and he drops us a box of balls. He dumps them on the track. Now, in the thing on slide, they call it Slide Babe Slide, because he had the silk suit on, and he had he was going to show us kids how to slide. And when he did it, he tore his pants wide open in the seat of the pants, and he had pink silk shorts on, and everybody started laughing, and that's why the director called it Slide Babe Slide. Yeah, that actually happened. He tore his pants. No, I think it just happened by accident. And really funny, everyone was laughing, and that's when the director said, I'm going to name this Slide Babe Slide.